popular friends' lives and pass one on to you. Well, how do you think that I found out that Henry needs new shoes? But I'm convinced that she could find something.
Welcome to our third special Sawdust City Music Festival preview edition of Gossip Talking Blues, the podcast from Great Dark Wonder. Hi, this is Leslie.
And this is Martin.
And today we are joined once again by a pair of artists who will be performing at this year's festival during the first weekend of August in Gravenhurst, Ontario.
The second annual Sawdust City Music Festival is just a few weeks away now, and once again boasts an outstanding lineup of music in the Muskokas. Running from Friday afternoon through to Sunday evening over the first weekend in August, the list of artists participating this year in Gravenhurst is amazing. From our previous podcasts, you have already heard from the May Hemingways, the Good Lovelies, Royal Wood, and Amanda Rayome.
On this third installment of our special Gossip Talking Blues Sawdust City Music Festival preview podcast, we're joined today by an artist who will be performing on the barge at Gull Lake Rotary Park. Making her debut festival appearance with her band Delta Sugar will be Samantha Martin. Samantha, thank you so much for checking in with us here today.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
We were incredibly excited when we saw your name appear on the bill at this year's festival, due in part to the fact that we've not had the pleasure of catching you live prior to now, and also just knowing how your style of music will electrify everybody I know that attends the festival this year. How excited are you to be heading to Gravenhurst for this event next month?
I'm actually really excited to head to Gravenhurst again. It's such a beautiful setting for a festival, and it's got a really large music loving and supportive base in that area. And Miranda and Chris Topping do such a great job at running the festival and booking the artists that, you know, it's going to be a little bit of something for everybody. And I'm personally excited just to get into cottage country once this summer, because we're always on the road and we're always playing, you know, festivals and all over the country that, you know, we never get to kind of head to cottage country, which is only 2 hours north of Toronto where I live. So I'm super excited about it.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure that everybody is going to enjoy your raw sound and great music. I must confess that I was listening to your Run to Me album today during my commute, and I continue to be amazed by the retro sounds, both in your vocals and the support from your band Delta Sugar. This music, for me, is as close as you can get to the soul sounds of yesteryear, especially those affiliated with, say, Stax Records, the Tamla Motown label. I'm curious to know if this was a case of you discovering this type of music or this type of music discovering you.
You know what? That is a very good question. It's a little bit of both. So when I was growing up, I listened to a lot of country music and rock and roll music with my mom and dad's sort of taste. In their record collection, like everything from Hank Williams to Dr. John. It really spanned quite a large swath of the musical genres in my parents' record collection. But I think it all started with Janis Joplin, because my mom was a big fan of Janis. And you know, when you listen to Ball and Chain, you dig a little deeper to Big Mama Thornton. And, you know, it's that sort of where that 60s rock and 60s blues rock was inspired by, you know, blues musicians. And out of the blues sort of came soul music. So it took me a while to get to soul music. But, you know, my grandparents had a Staple Singers record where in their collection. And, you know, I was amazed. I loved Respect Yourself. Respect. It was kind of this, like, thing where the sound and the soul, you know, there's a reason why they call it soul music. It's very soulful. And, you know, I just was drawn to it, I guess. And then when we put out our previous record, Femme the Nightingale, it was really heavily gospel influenced. And we've just sort of naturally progressed to more blues and soul with this record, and expanded the band and all that kind of stuff. But when I was writing for Run to Me, I had 20, 25 songs written, and it could have gone in the gospel direction. It could have gone in a blues direction, or it could have gone in a soul direction. And I was working really closely with, my producer, Darcy Yates, and he's a big fan of soul music. So we just steered the record in that direction.
Wonderful. Well, we can't wait to hear your music, and hope that everybody else comes out in droves to experience the band. The Barge, where you'll be playing, that actually did play host to the Julian Taylor Band last year at the Soda City Music Festival. Of course, like you, has a love for that sweet soul music, and brings along a pretty decent entourage of musicians too. You shall have your band Delta Sugar in tow. Please tell us a little bit about your band and what dimension they bring and add to your music.
Absolutely. Well, I never go anywhere without the two singers in the band with me, Cherie Marshall and Wansa Mwansa. And yeah, they're such a huge part of the sound that the songs don't even work without them anymore. I write the songs around what can Cherie and Wansa put into this. And then when I go to try to do the songs by myself, they don't sound the same anymore. And they lack that sort of thing that makes it Delta Sugar. Danny Nash is my drummer, and she's been in the band for years now. And she's got this great vibe to her on stage. It's a little bit of a swagger when she plays drums. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing when the four of us girls get together. And then of course we throw in a couple boys on guitar and on bass. And, this show isn't going to have, the horn section on it, just because we'll be traveling from some other gigs where we just couldn't afford to bring a horn section. So unfortunately the horns won't be with us, but it's going to be a great show nonetheless. And, you know, it's going to definitely be rock and soul.
So once the festival's passed, you know, what comes next for you once you've enjoyed some time in cottage country?
After the festival, after that, we play Summer Folk up in Owen Sound. So we'll be sort of in my hometown area, because I grew up just north of the city there, in a town called Lion's Head. So it'll be sort of our homecoming show for the record. And we are also doing Roy Thompson Hall Patio Series on August 23rd. And that will be with the big band. Both of those shows will be with the 10-piece band, with the horns and the keys and all that good stuff. And we have a few other engagements coming up after that that are going to take us to Europe in January, February, and March. And, yeah, we're just got the Women's Blues Review, where I will be the guest vocalist. And it's going to be at Roy Thompson Hall this year because Massey's under renovation for the next 2 years. But the Toronto Blues Society does a really great job at trying to shine a light on the fact that female blues singers are fantastic. And I hope everybody makes their way to any one of those shows, because we're really looking forward to playing.
That's excellent. I'm so upset that I can't get to see you at Roy Thompson, you know, patio show, because they do pull in some great artists too, and that's always a great crowd that turns up for music in downtown Toronto. Samantha, it's been an absolute pleasure having a chance to chat with you today. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to give everybody something to look forward to at the upcoming Soda City Music Festival in Gravenhurst, Ontario. We're going to go ahead and play one of your tracks right now, but before we do, let's just say thank you once again for joining us, and we really look forward to seeing you soon.
I'm very excited to see you guys as well, and thank you very much for taking the time to, you know, give me a ring and asking me some great questions.
All right. Thank you, Samantha.
Heard a track there from Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar, who will be performing at the Sawdust City Music Festival in August. Joining us now here on Gossip Talking Blues, we have another artist who was recently added to the festival lineup for this weekend. Lydia Persaud, hello, and thank you so much for checking in with us today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Hi, Lydia. It's wonderful to connect again so soon. Of course, for the benefit of our listeners, we chatted with you for a while recently in Burlington after your performance at the Sound of Music Festival. And just a few days later, your name flashed up as an artist for the Sawdust City Music Festival this year. How excited are you at the prospect of performing with so many other great singer-songwriters in Gravenhurst next month?
I'm so excited. I've been really blessed to be attending Canadian folk festivals for the last 5-6 years. And what I'm so thrilled about is to be going with my solo project and kind of representing myself for the first time. And I know the lineup looks amazing. I've got a lot of friends that I'm looking forward to reconnecting with in the music industry. So I'm really excited.
For the benefit of our listeners and for music fans in general who are heading to the festival, and we hope a lot of people are heading to the festival, and they may not know of your music, can you describe for us your musical style and sound and what attendees can expect to hear over that weekend from you?
This is for my project or for the Au Pairs?
For both.
For both. Okay, so they're both pretty different projects that I love very dearly. The Au Pairs is a three-part harmony-based trio with two of my closest friends, Meg Contini and Jill Harris. The foundation of our music is centered in mostly traditional folk with some jazz influences and some gospel influences as well. We take a lot of inspiration from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but we also are looking to modern vocal trios like the Staves, and different and Band Joseph, and different groups of singers who keep the folk tradition alive through the means of three-part harmony. So we do a big variety through our repertoire, and anyone I think can enjoy it. Kids, all ages. My music is a bit different in the sense of it being a bit more soul-based. It still has a lot of the folk contingency in it. But it has a little bit of a soul influence as well. I like to think of it as the folk storytelling with the emotional backbone of soul music. So it's a little bit of both. It's got a little bit of psychedelia in it as well. And I'll be there with just as a solo artist participating in a couple of songwriting circles. And the Au Pairs will be there as the trio.
Awesome. That's good to hear. We had the pleasure of hearing you play some new compositions that you've been working on just a few weeks ago. How are things progressing with your next album? And can we expect to hear some of this new music at Sawdust City?
Mm-hmm. When you guys had seen me in Burlington, we had just left the studio we'd been there for about 4 days, the band and I, and we laid down bed tracks for 7 new songs, all of which we played in Burlington at Sound of Music Festival. I'll be playing all of those songs at Sawdust as a stripped down arrangement with just myself. But yeah, lots of new content to share with people as the album is continuing to be recorded. Also new content to be heard from the Au Pairs as well. We've been recording an album, a winter-themed album that we're releasing in December. So we'll be playing actually some of that repertoire in the middle of the summer, but it totally works as it's not Christmas-based music, it's just winter-themed. And I think as Canadians, we all know that you kind of have to be multifaceted in your themes, in your mindset, and it kind of has to be seasonally fluid. So that's why a lot of our new music from the winter album is very transferable into our summer sets.
Right. And you're based out of Toronto, so I'm sure, especially in summer, you'll appreciate the peace, tranquility, and nature experience offered by the Muskokas next month. And I'm guessing a little time spent in cottage country is no bad way to escape hustle and bustle of big city life. Any plans to stay in Gravenhurst over the weekend, or does your schedule and work on the forthcoming albums, both projects, mean that you'll not, unfortunately, have too much downtime?
I'll be there for both August 4th and 5th. I'll be there on my own doing the workshops on the 4th, and then the 5th will be with the au pairs. Other than that, we will be heading back to the city after the 5th. But we all take personal time to make it up north. I'll be going to Peterborough this weekend to spend some time with family. So we all make sure to get out of the city and just kind of have that grounding nature vibe that you had mentioned that's so important when you do live in the city.
Right. Yes. I mean, lots of fresh air, those beautiful lakes, and lots of live music. So, yeah, why not stick around, right? But once you are back home, Lydia, and outside of new albums for yourself and the au pairs, and traveling and touring and concerts, any other plans or other side projects that are potentially going to be keeping you busy too?
Yeah, I'm actually in another band called Dwayne Gretzky. That is a cover band that has been playing as of late. All over Ontario and in New York State. So we've been keeping busy with a lot of those shows. And the band plays a lot of rock and Canadiana, Bruce Springsteen, some Tragically Hip. And we also play a lot of Queen. And it goes into the modern 90s era as well with hip-hop and R&B. So that's been a band that's been keeping me really busy. One of the au pair members, Jill, is in that band with myself. And that's actually like a big full-time gig for me when I can juggle everything. So we were recently in Buffalo opening up for Vanilla Ice, which was amazing and such a fun gig. And they're actually headed back to the States without me this time. And they'll be playing New York and different kind of northern New York State cities. So if you know anybody in the New York State, tune into Dwayne Gretzky coming into a venue near you.
Well, as we've already mentioned to you before, we are really excited at the prospect of seeing you play again so soon, and we can't wait to hear more of the new music that you're working on. It's been great chatting today, and we appreciate your time with us here on the Gossip Talking Blues podcast. Before we close with one of your recent numbers, Lydia, thank you again for checking in, and all the best for your first appearance at the Sawdust City Music Festival.
Thank you very much, and thank you once again for having me. It's always a pleasure.
What if I change by tomorrow? Would you take me back then? What if I change by the morning? Would you reconsider amends? I'm not exactly sure what it would take to be in your good graces, not considered a slave. I know that you know we got some work to do. Maybe we could talk it over, find a better way of seeing through all these changes and how we not knowing who I am. Look in the mirror to see a friendly face, only to find a changed man. Something happened along the way since we first made eyes to this very day. Maybe one day we'll realize what we got is just enough. how we've changed. Ooh, how we've changed.
Great music there from Lydia Passard, who, as you just heard, will be performing as both a solo artist and with the Au Pairs in Gravenhurst just a few weeks from now. This has been a special Sawdust City Music Festival preview edition of Gossip Talking Blues, the podcast from Great Dark Wonder. You can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Please visit our website at greatdarkwonder.com or find us online at your favorite social media platforms. Thanks again for joining us today, and please check back soon for more great Canadian music and content.